You're listening to Vatican Radio. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick. In a tribute to Cardinal Loris Capovilla, personal secretary to St. John the 23rd, who passed away on the 26th of May, I'm about to bring you a Vatican Radio archive interview in which he explains how this 20th century pope, rather than arouse in us feelings of nostalgia, should encourage us to look towards the future. My colleague Fabio Colagrande asked him in an interview what he meant by that comment. The cardinal replied that, as Pope John once said, we are not called to be custodians of a shrine, a reliquary or a museum, but to be custodians of a garden, where is sown the seed of the word incarnate.
Siamo custodi di un santuario, di un reliquiario, di un museo. E Giovanni te l'ha detto, siamo chiamati a coltivare un giardino dove ci sono i semi del verbo incarnato.
We are called, the cardinal said, to cultivate a garden, to foster the advent of a new Pentecost, a new Easter, a new spring, not just for our personal joy, but for the joy of all humanity. While we're on the right path, we haven't yet reached our destination, he remarked. We still have a long way to go, even if we've understood we have something precious to give to the entire world, and not just something to safeguard. The apostolic exhortation of Pope Francis, Evangelii Gaudium, is good news, he said. But what is this good news? It is that I am a son of God, and God does not abandon me. It is wonderful to hear our present pope say every day, or almost every day, Jesus rejects nobody. He waits for every one of us to come to him. Fabio Colagrande also asked the cardinal to share with us his memories of working with John the 23rd. Surprisingly, the cardinal replied that he never considered himself as a collaborator, but as a little servant among many others who saw in the pope someone sent by God. I never felt, he reiterated, that I was a collaborator or a secretary, and still less an advisor. I would have perceived this as a scandalous assumption.
No, io non sono stato il collaboratore di Papa Giovanni, ma un piccolo servitorello come tanti altri che hanno visto in lui l'uomo mandato da Dio.
What I did experience, however, was the joy that came with being close to a man who was certainly guided by God and who set the seed for the future of the Church. I never grasped to the full what was in his soul. As I said, he set the seed for the future. When asked what the day of the canonization represents of him, who shared so much with John the 23rd, Cardinal Capovilla rather surprisingly replied that for him it would be a day like any other in the calendar, because for Christians all the days in the calendar are festive and represent a reason to celebrate, he argued. For he who believes, it's always Easter, always the resurrection. Just to look to the heavens or to beat one's breast after having received the Eucharist is a great gift, a precious treasure, a great mystery of grace and light. For us, it's always time to celebrate. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.